Your mother was telling me how he missed him that night that your father had to stay out.
Yeah, Rogi thinks after he deserted me the last time, no way, kiddo, am I gonna...
He's a funny little character, isn't he?
Oh, he sure is. He's got a real personality. He thinks he's human, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure he does, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, Uncle Jack is, he called me today, and I asked how everybody was, and he said fine, and I said, and how is, Lord Boots? And he said, that damn cat. And I said, what happens? Well, he's got a habit of, somebody lets him out at night, so Jack said, and they don't wait up to bring him in.
Oh, yeah?
And after he's out a few minutes, he wants to come in. So he meows downstairs and nobody can hear him. So he goes into the powder room on the main floor. No, that's not right. He's outside.
Mm-hmm.
He jumps on the sill of the powder room. You know where that bathroom is, like as you go in the front door there.
Oh, yeah. I think.
Yeah, well, he sits on the sill there, and then he jumps up on the roof of the balcony, of the veranda.
Oh, yeah.
From there, he jumps up up on the window in Uncle Jack's bathroom, the one can, off their bedroom, you know.
Oh, yeah,
and
I
he
see.
Sits there and howls. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, what a time.
So Uncle Jack, rather than go all the way downstairs, he opens the screen in there and lets the cat in the bathroom. And that bloody cat, he says, I'm going to kill him. So then he says to me, would you like a cat? I said, no, I would not.